It's the Robin Cooper
Christmas
Podcast. Come on, everybody.
Good morning, main reception.
Oh, hello there. Is that the BBC television reception?
It is, yes. Hi.
Hi there. I'm meant to be coming in this morning. I'm a bit late dressed as Father Christmas.
Okay, but has anyone organised this with you? Do you have a contact in the BBC?
Well, I was told to come dressed wearing two Father Christmas outfits. I also have the Christmas crow, which I sprayed silver. So I just wanted to make sure there'll be enough food for the crow. Who would I need to speak to regarding my arrangements and if I need little food tidbits so I can...
I have to say that we don't have any information in the main reception.
Oh, that's strange. I think it was from the head of the BBC, but I can't remember his name. I'm already dressed up and I'm about to come into your reception with the crow, and I wanted to make sure everyone's fine because the crow can be a little bit irritable and sort of dive bomb people. But I've sprayed it silver and he's subdued. He's had little sips of whiskey with milk, which calms him. His name is Scarimob. And I just wanted to make sure when I come in with the crow, everyone will be fine.
Well, I can't guarantee that because I don't have any information that you are coming. So If you had anyone who is a contact in the BBC, call them up and check. Is it definitely the television centre?
Yes, it was the television centre because the man said it to me. He had quite a quiet voice and then a loud voice towards the end of our conversation. I don't know if it's just the way he talks or sheer anger. We're coming in about 3 minutes, so just to get ready, there will be quite a large crow coming in with me. He flies around. We do a sort of show if he behaves. Just to get ready to cover your eyes if he does dive bomb or look like he's going to dive bomb people's eyes. So just to be warned, do you have any millet seed for Scary Mob?
I don't think we don't have anything because we don't have any information. So that's the problem, that we haven't been informed that you are coming. I'm sure it's fine if you spoke to someone.
Yes, well, I'll be there soon with the crow. All that I need is just to move any tables and chairs out the way, so because he does fly quite low, and tell everyone to stand with their backs against the walls and to have their hands in preparation of covering their eyes just in case he dive bombs.
How many of you are coming?
16. There's me and the Scary Mob, the crow, and all the people carrying my equipment. There's the amplification system, the light and sound equipment. The amplification is the sound, but the lights, which is the 600-watt rig of lights, there's four of those rigs. But we'll be coming in quite soon, so just to make sure that we'll be ready.
I can't say anything. I mean, if it's not organised, someone will be down to speak to you. I don't have any information, but, you know,
okay,
I don't know.
Well, we'll come.
I can't tell you anything because I haven't been in.
No, you've been very helpful. We'll be there any minute. First of all, the bird will fly in on his own and fly do a sort of figure of eight. He'll look as if he's dive bombing. He won't. He just gets a bit irritable after a couple of minutes. So if there is seed, he will be fine and subdued. But we will subdue him with whiskey and milk. So I'll see you very soon and happy Christmas.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello and welcome. Happy Christmas to one and all from me, Robin Cooper. It's not really Christmas Day that I'm recording, so I'm pretending it is. So when I say today's Christmas Day, you and I both know it's not real, it's pretending, but that's the beauty of television. Well, so many people wanted to know what I get up to on Christmas Day. So let me go through what happens today, pretending, remember, on Christmas Day. I rise in the morning. Yeah. What a nice dream I had about some deers. I then go downstairs. Actually, I was running upstairs, but it sounds better upstairs. You can always just reverse the sound, listeners, viewers. I then go and do a toilet. And wash my hands. Hygiene's very important. And dry my hands. Germs spread easily on wet hands, apparently. Then I go downstairs, actually recording it down so you don't need to reverse. And I go into the kitchen. Door handle. Fill up the kettle. Put the kettle on. Wait for the kettle. I'll pretend I've done that. Remember, we're pretending. And I pour myself a cup of tea, which I then sup, pretending. Then I go and make myself some toast using bread pudding in the toaster. And I eat the bread. Then I'm ready for the day. But first, a quick lie down. 5 hours later, I rise. And I'm ready to face the day and look forward to Christmas lunch. I wonder who will turn up. Time for a phone call.
Hello?
Oh, hello, is that Danny Wallace?
This is Danny.
Oh, hello, it's Robin Cooper. You know I come on your programmes on XFM in Fridays. How are you?
I'm good. We normally... How did you... Because this is my mobile.
Yes, just wondering if you fancy coming for Christmas lunch today. Will you remember I mentioned it? Would you come for Christmas lunch?
It's not Christmas yet. It's like there's a couple of days. No,
but I'm pretending it's Christmas. But would you come for Christmas anyway?
Do you mean fictionally?
Fictionally in a way, but also factually in another way.
I'm totally... If you're saying we're pretending, I'm totally happy to say that. I'm sort of like with my family right now.
We're pretending because it's not really Christmas Day today, but were it Christmas Day, will you come?
Yes.
Fantastic. When will you be arriving here today?
What time are you suggesting?
1:04.
Great.
See you there.
Okay.
Bye. Well, I must say that's very exciting. The DJ writer, Danny Wallace, who wrote the book... Yes, I Can Man, and was on the radio, it's coming, so time to prepare the meal. It's the oven opening, get the chicken out. We do a traditional roast chicken at Christmas, most people do lamb, I think. It is. Now we're pretending, of course, imagining I'm seasoning the lamb, the chicken. Seasons, and in it goes, gas mark 5, something, for 3.5. hours, and the time goes by. Well, here it is, this lovely chicken, roast chicken with all the stuffing which I've prepared using some of this and a bit of that, and also a tiny bit of this. There we are. Right, well, all it needs me to do is put my feet up and enjoy the day before my guest Danny Wallace from the radio comes. Bit of waiting, so I suppose I could always phone someone.
Good afternoon, speaking.
Hello, is that the pet department at Harrods?
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder if you can help me. I've got a crow which I sprayed silver and didn't work very well as my accompaniment as my Santa Claus at the BBC, and I wondered if you accept returned crows.
Crows?
Yeah, I'd like to take a crow back. It didn't behave. It dive-bombed everyone there. And it wouldn't eat its millet, not that they gave us any. It's been behaving badly, and I wondered if you would part exchange a crow for a different animal you have, for example, a lizard or something like that.
Never, we would not do something like that, unfortunately.
It's normally a very well-trained crow. It does get irritable, but if I bring it in and it's sprayed silver, so it does look nice, I'm sure someone would buy it.
Okay, we would not take it back, I'm afraid.
What would you suggest I do with it, with a silver-sprayed crow?
Unfortunately, I wouldn't be able to help you to rehome it.
Well, that is a shame. Do you sell lizards?
No, madam.
Oh, I'm not a madam, I'm a man.
I'm sorry?
I'm not a madam, I'm a man.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's all right. Well, have a nice Christmas, though.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye, thanks for your help.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, well, Harrods couldn't help with the crow. I'd best release it into the wild. Just open the window. Go, scary mob, go!
Hello?
Oh, hello, Danny Wallace from XFM. It's Robin Cooper again. Hello.
Hi, Robin.
You haven't turned up for lunch. Remember, 4:01 or 5 past, we wouldn't have minded, but it's now Much later. It's 1 minute past four, even, like, reversed the numbers. Well, are you not turning up? You haven't turned up.
Well, you said that was just a thing you were doing.
Oh, it's my fault. It's not really Christmas Day today, is it?
No.
Oh, I must have got confused.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Well, seeing as I'm confused, why don't you come round now anyway?
I'm losing you there, Robin.
Hello.
I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, it was a bad line.
I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Happy Christmas. Oh, that is sad. No one's coming to my Christmas lunch. I'll be all alone. Although, of course, it's not really Christmas Day today, so I am pretending. Remember, we're playing this game, viewers. Oh, woe is me. Oh, well, I suppose it leaves me just the opportunity to perk things up for everyone by pinning and singing this wonderful Christmas song. So let's all celebrate Christmas and the wonderful seasons and all the festivals that everyone celebrates now, and the New Year and Ponsonby's Week, and by singing this wonderful song. Happy Christmas to you. Happy Christmas to you. Happy Christmas, dear, whatever your name may be, like Martin or Yvette Henderson. Happy Christmas to you. Happy Christmas, everybody in the world.